T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, we find comfort in numbers. And we've got comfort for our executive producer, Kelly Cheese, who boldly admitted yesterday on the radio that her mom is the worst gift giver. She loves her mom. They're really close friends. Her mom's awesome, just terrible at giving gifts to her.
Go to Instagram and go to either Star941 Atlanta or Jeff and Jen Show on Instagram. And look at these, what are they called? Booties?
Yeah, they're real cow skin, cow fur booties. And they're just
It might be somebody's bad. Style, but they're not your style.
Not at all.
And here's the funniest one I thought that you mentioned yesterday was that your mom got you dog mats. Like, wipe your dog paws here when you come into the house. But you don't have dogs.
No, and when I opened it, I was like, oh, this must have been for one of my brothers who have a dog. And I handed them back to her, and she goes, I'll just put them in your house anyway. And I'm like, man, you're so sweet. But, like, I forgot one of the best ones yesterday.
What
Somebody else reminded me of it. I opened up a gift, and it looked like a ton of fingerless gloves, which I love. I'm all about layering in the fall and the winter. Nothing better than fingerless gloves for a touch phone. Keep your hands and your palms warm. Got your fingers going. And I'm like, oh, perfect. They were like bright pink and bright yellow and red and white candy cane patterns. But I was like, she's getting closer. And I opened them. They're not for your hands. They're toeless toe socks. And my mom, I said, why would I get these? And she goes, you can wear them with your flip-flops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Real quick, I've worked with all of you guys for almost 2 years now. When have you ever seen me in a pair of flip-flops?
Never. Not one time.
404-263-0941. And we are embracing Kelly Cheese because there is comfort in numbers.
That's right. That's right.
If you have a terrible gift giver in your life, call us now. 404-263-0941. Some highlights from the last time we talked about this. Stephanie and Cumming.
My mother-in-law got me a scale for Christmas last year.
No.
Oh, rude.
Under the guise of it's for health.
Rebecca in Sandy Springs.
Hi. One year, my mother-in-law bought me a dress in two different sizes. Just in case I lost weight, I could still wear the same dress.
Jesse in Athens.
My grandmother gave my dad a box of chocolates with one of them bitten, and it was molded.
Sandy in Douglasville.
Hey, so my grandma every year gives me old lady moo-moos that are like two sizes too big and a bottle of lotion.
And I think the prize from the callers yesterday was Aaron in Noonan.
So my aunt buys like storage units and gets everything out of them. So that's where she gets her gifts from. Mm. So one year I got seemingly used adult toys.
Oh, gross.
No. No.
Yes.
Stop it.
What did you say?
Just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I don't think that she even knew what they were. So I just threw them away. Yeah.
404-263-0941.
There's comfort in numbers. Share the bad gift givers in your life.
Star 94.1.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the people in your life who give the worst holiday gifts of all time. Inspired by Kelly Cheese, who's gotten some real doozies from her mom.
Doozies.
Given with love.
Of course.
But probably should be given to someone else.
Absolutely.
Kelly has no need for brightly colored socks that don't cover your toes.
No, they're toe gloves, foot gloves. I don't even know.
I didn't know those are even a thing.
They're toe. They're toeless socks, so you can wear socks with flip-flops.
Exactly.
So 404-263-0941, if you can provide some comfort in numbers.
Daphne in Lawrenceville, can you top the toeless flip-flop socks for a woman who's never worn flip-flops in her life?
Yeah, 1 year, my dad, he decided to cut his ponytail off, and he split it in half and gave half to my sister and half to myself, and he put it in a gift box.
What did you say when you opened that?
Well, I know what I wanted to say and what went through my head, but it's not actually what came out of my mouth.
I have so many questions for you, Daphne.
I said, what are we supposed to do with this? And he said, well, this way you'll always have a piece of me with you, always.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than extra hair just laying around the house.
So was it like just was it just like a loose thing of hair bouncing around the box, or was it tied with a rubber band or scrunchie or something?
It was tied with the rubber band.
Where
he
is it?
Put it off right above the rubber band.
All right, where is it right now?
In the top of my closet, because he will come back and ask for it at one point and say, "Do you still have my ponytail?"
I think.
And he'll want to see it.
He was so proud of that. He wanted his daughters to have it. Oh.
If I were you, I would put it on a stick and dust with it. Yeah, tiny little
just put it on your pumpkins every Halloween.
Like a little toupee.
It's hilarious. A little costume for your pumpkins.
A little jack-o'-lantern toupee.
Yeah.
Jen in Loganville.
Hey, so my friend Kevin, it was their 1 month anniversary with this girl he was dating. He gave her a toothbrush and dental floss and toothpaste.
Oh, a little subliminal message. Not so subliminal.
Yeah.
Or he just had a great visit to the dentist and he's economical. Practical.
He forgot a gift and he went to the car and he got out that little, you know, doggy bag they give you at the dentist.
Yep, and he just took out his little appointment reminder card and gave the rest to her. There you go. Love you, man. 30 days. The gift is not plaque. Carrie in Atlanta.
Hey, good morning. My brother, every year for Christmas, goes to Ross on Christmas Eve and just grabs a bunch of stuff, and then he comes home and decides who gets what. And 1 year, we got a stool that broke immediately when we stood on it.
Aww.
And a toilet bowl brush. Everyone needs one, but let's a little thought into the gift.
He's looking at the wrong things, because don't knock that checkout line at Ross, or, you know, when I'm a Maxinista, I find all kinds of good stuff as I'm waiting for checkout.
They do that at Nordstrom Rack, too, and it's stupid because you've got your arms full of stuff already, but you realize you could use a gallon of that really good-smelling body wash.
I like all the snacks, all the little stocking stuffers that are right there. I fill up on all kinds of stuff.
Jen.
What?
You don't get snacks at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, they've
got
some good ones.
They've got great snacks at TJ Maxx.
I will walk you through that aisle and show you all kinds of good stuff you need to get.
Jen, the caramel corn at TJ Maxx was popped when the first Bush was president.
No way. No way. Those Jelly Bellies and all those little snacks in there.
Pretzels that they have that are like coated in chocolate.
Yes.
Why would you want to eat food that you have to dust first?
I know this is an area where you are an expert, snacks, but they have the best snacks.
It's a good tagline for TJ Maxx too. TJ Maxx, we got the snacks.
Yeah, it totally is, because they got good snacks.
And that's where they always have the good candles too in the line.
Jennifer in Noonan.
Good morning.
What's up?
So the worst gift that I got was a purse, and it was actually used. I opened a little zipper on the inside, and it had some Kleenex and some bubble gum wrappers.
Oh, no.
Oh, girl, that happened to me. Same thing.
My husband's aunt, she does it every year. She always draws my name and gives me the worst gift. She gave my husband, he's a 30-year-old man, a hat with a puppy dog on the front of it.
I know somebody who gave a baby planner, like a thing for having a baby or something, but the front of it was written in already.
Oh, no.
So, like, they started it for their own kid.
And then they were like, oh, we never ended up doing that. Let's just pay that forward.
Right. Mm. Dawn and Tequila.
So I can't say that there's a worst, because I always got the worst gifts from my husband's stepmother. I got a rubber head turkey that sings on a plaque one year.
No.
We got the rubber singing fish on a plaque. And then one year I got a purple ceramic made in China lamp with birds on it.
With birds.
Perfect.
Yes.
Matches all the decor.
My sister-in-law always got the great gifts. So she would really go over the top with, oh, look how nice. Oh, I just love it. So when her birthday rolled around in March, she would get my Christmas gifts re-gifted to her since she loved them so much.
Last phone call is from Amy in Fayetteville. Hey, Amy.
My stepmother gave me a magic fairy wand when I was about 30 years old and a used gift card to Chick-fil-A and told me I was her little princess.
Like, weird.
For real.
This is so weird.
Did you say a used gift card? So you went to the store and you say, hey, how much is on this? And like $6.24.
Yes.
Well, Amy,
I'm a tomboy, so the magic fairy wand, never understood it.
Well, Amy, I want you to know that forever and ever, Amy in Fayetteville, you're my little princess.
Thanks, Jeff.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.